Anderson Penn's podcast episode 337 for Thursday, February 20th. This is, oh my God, I'm actually here, Lisa.
And this is Steph. Sorry, I got distracted because Lisa's here.
I think this is the first time we've ever done two women. Like, Brian's done a podcast with Eric. We've had guests. I don't think we've ever had a female guest. We got to work on that.
No,
so it's just
all
us.
Girls Night on the podcast.
Maybe this should be a new thing.
I like it. Okay. I like it.
So like every 2 months when I'm back.
Perfect.
So yes, I am back. And you know what that means? No joke this week. Woo! I'm excited. Last week you did a really good job of like pretending to laugh or sort of laughing or
it took you
a second or something. So now you feel my pain.
The first one I legitimately did not get right away. The second one I got.
That's how it works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no joke. Brian is in Chicago this week and I am actually back home in Appleton. As you know, we have a store in Chicago, and I have moved down for a year, which is why I'm not on the podcast very often. This is actually the first time I've been home in just about 8 months for longer than 38 hours. So that's a record.
This is a record. It's a good record. We missed you so much.
So, but it was weird because we got a new car and I haven't driven in 7.5 months and we got a new car and I had to learn to drive that. And then there was a whiteout on the way back and there's no key to the car. So it's just kind of weird.
So here's your new car. Please drive 4 hours through a snowstorm and heavy Chicago traffic.
So I'm kind of looking forward to getting back, but don't tell Brian.
That'll make the return trip seem really easy by comparison.
Train and bus, way easier. So anyway, we are going to jump right in and talk about some product. I actually got to hold one of the new Platinum, I'm going to mangle this, Curidos, a retractable fountain pen by Platinum. I got to hold one that a customer brought. He'd purchased it overseas. It's kind of chunky. The nock is a little bit long, but the color is gorgeous. He had the blue. It was really, really pretty.
It's the abyss blue, kind of like a gray blue.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to see the green.
I know, that's the one I'm the most excited for, too. It just looks like, it might be like kind of tealy. I hope it's kind of tealy.
Platinum did just announce this week that there is a delay. They have distributed some in Europe and overseas, but the U.S., apparently, the shipment will be delayed until mid-March. And we just found out this week. We just found out from the distributor who just found out. I guess it's been so popular. So we will have to wait.
It's a good problem to have, but...
Well, not for us.
No.
Because everybody wants it.
Not for everybody watching because they have to wait.
The other thing is you can remove the clip, and there are some videos out there. I would be really careful because the customer who brought in the pen to show us had followed one of the online... videos and actually broke it. So don't do what he did. Read the instructions that come with it. It's got a little tool inside and do that. And it seems to work, but it's a cool concept that you can take the clip off.
Yeah. It's cool I know some people don't like the vanishing point because that clip gets in the way. If you've got a different grip, I know I like it, but other people do not.
Our former Nib Noob Kim always had that weird...
Oh, yeah.
She held her pens weird, so that would not have worked for her.
Is that what an overwriter is? I'm on a quest to figure out what an overwriter is.
But you can remove the clip. I know on Vanishing Points there are people who do that, and they call it a clipectomy.
Oh.
When they remove the clip.
That does sound like
a now you can perform your own clipectomy on your Platinum Curidos.
Is like a hole in it? Not on the Curidos. I've seen it without that.
Yeah.
That looks nice, actually.
The way, it's kind of cool.
Do you have to worry about it rolling off the desk then?
See, I would. Except there is a little notch at the bottom where the trapdoor mechanism comes down. Mm-hmm. And so it actually won't roll completely because there is something that keeps it from being completely circular.
I think I remember seeing that in their promotional shots, and I remember looking at it and saying, what on earth is that thing?
It's very cool. The girth is about the same size as the Lamy Dialogue 3. So a little bit fatter than the Vanishing Point, but I love that it's see-through. It's really cool. So
that's cool.
So delay it a few weeks, but hopefully that'll be it. And then they'll arrive and everyone will be super excited.
Yes.
And then what else do we have?
Let's see. We've got a new ink from Sailor coming out. The limited edition Sailor ink. The eponymous ink.
There you go.
It's my word of the day. Eponymous.
Is that like a platypus?
Yeah. It's a relative of the hippopotamus.
Oh, okay.
But it just names everything after itself.
Self-self?
Yeah.
Like Lisa? So Sailor released the ink in honor of the 15-year anniversary of the Sailor Ink Studio inks. 15 years.
Oh,
we all just got it here in the U.S.
Yeah, we're it's behind so the times. Cool. I know. But that 1, 2, 3, though.
I know. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 6, 2. I put that in a pen. It's awesome.
And 1, 7, 4. I have that bottle on my desk right now.
I put 941 in our bespoke pens because a special nib deserves a special ink. And
that's
it's gorgeous.
941. Is that like one of the dark, almost blackish ones?
No, not that dark. Okay. Just a really pretty blue.
And this also, back to the Sailor ink. That's also a really pretty blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for 15 years... the Mixmaster, the Ink Studio Mixmaster, Osamu Ishimaru, did I mangle that enough?
You mangled close it exactly enough. The same way I would have mangled it.
Has gone around to a lot of different small stores in Japan and will create custom colors for customers. And they've been doing this for 15 years, and that's where the Ink Studio inks come from. And so in honor of that, they have created a... limited edition color called Sailor Ink, and it's gorgeous. We will have some, and we are super excited about it.
It's a limited edition ink, right?
I believe so.
Are they numbered? I know they come in a special box that looks like a little tuxedo thing.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't remember if they are limited or not. Mm-hmm. As in numbered. I don't think so, but
yeah,
I could be wrong. We'll correct anything in the notes mm-hmm. later. All right, what else?
Let's see. We've got a Retro 51 Chicago pen that is yes. still on its way and still so gorgeous and apparently glow in the dark. I learned this last week.
This is so crazy. So our Chicago pen that we've had, and we'll talk about Retro in a minute, but it was very popular. It sold really well. We were very proud of it. It was definitely a team effort from everyone here at Anderson Pens when we designed it. But it wasn't until we'd had it in, sold several hundred of them, that we discovered that it actually glowed in the dark. And the owner of Retro says that that's a common thing for the artist to do, is just kind of sneak that in there. Because I was talking to him on the phone, and he was just laughing, and he said, yeah, that's what they do. They just sneak it in there and wait and see how long it takes you. And they're like, I didn't even know. So those are on order. They will be here probably early summer. We will have one last run. And many of you may know that Retro 51 has announced that they will be retiring. Last I heard, and that was earlier this week or late last week, they do still plan to retire, to close their doors. And so if there's something that you've been thinking about, grab it now before it's gone, because as they sell through things in the distribution center, they may or may not do one more last run. Like, let's say the Kiwi Classic Lacquer may not be as popular as the Albert. And so they may do one more run of the Albert because they know that they can sell those before their desired end date. So things already have been sold out and will continue to do that. But we will have our Chicago. I have to check and make sure I have one.
I know, right? I don't think I have that one yet. And it's a good thing because we're pre-selling it.
Yes.
So you can place a pre-order now and make sure that
yes.
you've got one earmarked for you instead of waiting until they come out. And maybe
then,
you get one, maybe you don't.
Exactly.
You know, we don't know how crazy that rush will be by the time midsummer comes around.
Right.
You know, it's already been pretty crazy.
Because once they're gone, they're gone. And we are pre-selling it. And when those are sold out, that'll be it. Switching completely, we have a couple new things that we're working on down in Chicago, and this is one of them. I do free pen cleanings. Technically, we have spa day Saturday, but I'll clean your pen any day of the week. And I wanted, a lot of people don't know how to clean their pens or just don't want to, and so I always make sure to check the cap. And you'd be shocked at how much ink is in the cap. But on pens like Vanishing Points or something with a long cap, you have a really hard time getting down there. So we now have these available for sale.
Yay!
And yes, they look like similar to what the dentist uses to numb you up. So I'm trying to change that stigma.
Yeah, let's make these things fun again. En garde. Oh, they're good practice swords, because if we accidentally poke someone, there's
a soft
tip.
Hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know, one of our pen friends, my little pen sister Jenny, is actually taking fencing, so I need lessons.
She needs that.
Yes. So anyway, I'm all choked up now. These are perfect. We don't have a pen.
We could clean the inside of this retro.
These are perfect for reaching all the way down at the end of a barrel, at the end of a cap, to clean out. What I do is I'll get it wet, just damp with some water, and then just swab around the inside of the cap and get any of the ink out there. It's also good for drying the inside of the cap after you've cleaned it. Make sure you get all that out there.
And it's got a wood stick.
Yes, so I like that they're eco-friendly.
Yeah, no single-use plastics here.
They do actually work. You can, if you get them wet and then let them dry, you can use them a couple times, and that's what I do in Chicago.
Makes sense.
There you go. And we do sell them in 25 packs and 100 packs. You are going to find more uses than you think for these.
Yes, I need to bring one home just so I can find all the different things that I can clean now.
And make a list.
Make a list?
Sure, of all the different things you can clean.
Oh, yeah, it'll come in handy later on.
There you go.
So you'll find all sorts of off-brand uses. Aside from cleaning pens, you know, if you need to like...
Trying to think, what do you need to dig deep into and you never have anything long enough? I don't know. We'll come up with something.
If I have a clog in my drain that's just like a couple inches down.
Then this is going to break and you're going to clog it more.
That's a good point. Okay, I'm not going to try that. Thank you. I'm glad I talked to Lisa before this. I have to have a practical person in the house.
There you go. So Brian right now, while I am here, is down in Chicago all by himself at the... Unrestored, I don't know what that is, but the Unrestored Vintage event. Mm-hmm. So Brian is in Chicago with literally counters covered in unrestored vintage pens. We never, ever do this. So I can't stress enough how rare this is. But we finally sat down together and discovered that, or came to the realization that he just has way, way, way more pens than he will ever be able to restore in several lifetimes. And it's time to let some of these go. So if you've ever wanted to do it yourself, vintage pen repair. Come in, grab a couple things, take them home and try them. We also have all the sacks and J-bars and the shellac and certain things I don't normally have in Chicago are there now. So go see Brian.
And it's handy because if you're brand new to restoring vintage pens, I know if I were picking up my first vintage pen, I'd be like, I don't even know what I need. And so for this week, there is somebody that restores vintage pens all the time. And apparently he's restoring pens at the event.
Some people, like, you can drop off your laundry for wash, dry, fold. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's drop off your pen and he'll fix it and get it back to you the next day. So
there you go.
That's really great. I can certainly diagnose things. I can triage things. I have done and can do some vintage pen repair, but that's his thing. So go in and see him. Bring in your pens. Let him look at it. Let him tell you what it needs to be back in good shape, and there's some really great things down there. In fact, it concerns me that every time we talk about it, he's like, oh, look at this. This is a great pen. This is a great pen. Like, no, you need to let them go. Let it go. I'm trying to Marie Kondo this, and he's not helping.
Oh, well, but at least, you know, if you're looking at these pens and you wonder, what on earth is this random thing? Pro tip. Ask Brian about it.
Yes.
Because he can identify, like, anything. It's his superpower, and he will probably have some, like, fascinating historical story to tell you about it. I learned so much just from being like, what's that? What's that? What's that? And then I forget it and then get it wrong on the podcast the next day.
I was joking with a customer. He brought in a green vacuumatic, and Brian was like a day early. So I said, come in when Brian's here. And I said, and... I can tell you that it's, you know, a lockdown filler. I can tell you that it's this size and whatever. I said, Brian's going to be able to tell you that it's like 1947 quarter three or whatever, because they're all date coded. And so the customer brought it in. I was there, Brian was there, and he's like, no, that's way too late. It's actually 1939, because they're all date coded somewhere in the engraving. He's like, second quarter. And so the customer locked down, so the customer and I were looking at each other like, okay, you were right. He's just going to magically pick numbers out of his head. And
stored in a wine cellar next to
Exactly.
Pinot Grigio.
Exactly. Fred was on duty that late afternoon, and yeah. So.
It's a superpower. It's insane.
It is, yeah. I would like to share some really impressive news. I have impressed myself.
You impress me regularly.
For the last several years, I have wanted to, I have even tried to, a couple years I didn't even bother with, InkoRima. Let's just go there. InkoRima. Epic fail pretty much my whole life since I've been doing this. 1 year in LA, we received the funniest letter ever for InkoRima, slipped under our hotel room door by someone near and dear to us. And, you know, you just can't beat that. But I was determined to do InkoRima at least better than nothing. And so far this month, I have mailed 23 postcards. I just counted them earlier, 23. And I've got three more. I know. Well, postcards are easy. It's low commitment.
Well, but still, that requires a habit of letter writing regularly.
Well, the trick is to get the stamps.
Yeah.
I've written them, and then I've just never mailed them. So I actually bought the postcards in advance. I bought the stamps in advance. I got all the addresses and put them on labels. So I don't even have to go back and look. They're already just peel it off, slap it on.
Make it so that all you have to do is the fun part. Of actually writing the letter?
That's the hard part.
That is the
hard
part.
What do you say? You've got like this much room. So I've written to several friends. I sent a postcard and a Valentine's Day card to my daughter, who's actually going to write me back. That's pretty cool. I've gotten some mail, but yeah, 23. And then I have another three to hand deliver here. And I'm determined to actually not only meet the 29... Of course, I have to pick the year that's a leap year, right? There's one more day. I'm going to do 30 just to show that I can.
Yeah. Round up. I mean,
and then I'm starting, then I'm one ahead for next year?
Oh, yeah, that's true. So if you miss
it
a day.
Carry over?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
Have you ever done it?
I have never done InkoRima. I am ashamed to say that I can probably individually recount all of the snail mail that I have sent in my life.
Do you know what it stands for?
International Correspondence by Writing Month?
International Correspondence Writing Month.
Yes!
I did rename it 1 year.
Oh?
Into InkoRima.
Ooh.
We even had note cards that had little rhinoceroses. Rhinoceri?
I remember seeing a logo like that.
Yeah.
It was like a rhinoceros button. It said InkoRima.
Yes. So.
And he was looking around behind him like,
oh, yes!
What, is there something? Something
exactly.
on there?
Exactly. So, I just want to say... Send me your address. I will write to you. Maybe four sentences on a postcard, but it's been fun. It's been fun to reconnect. So
it seems like it would be, you know, when I sit down to like write a card or something, it takes me a little while to get myself into the right headspace to like figure out what to say, so I'm not just like writing four sentences of absolutely nothing and then like, oh look, I wrote a thing.
But well, that's what I've been doing.
And I think that's you kind of have to do that. You have to warm up your brain for correspondence a little bit. And if you do it enough for an entire month, by the end of it, it's like no big deal, I bet.
Well, a couple of my girlfriends got married. A couple people retired. My mom is down in Florida. So mainly my postcards to my mom are like, please send heat, please send sunshine, please send heat, please send sunshine.
I keep telling everybody that lives in warm places to do that.
Yes.
It keeps getting lost in the mail. I don't know what's happening.
Get an address label and stamp. You got to put the stamp on it. That's why it's not getting there.
That's why it's still
yes.
supposed to be like, what, like -5 today?
I know, it's crazy.
Help. If you live in a warm place, just Inco-Rimo us your weather, please. Yes. It's really cold.
Please, please, please. Sunshine and heat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. What else do you want to know? What do you want to talk
about?
See,
you've got a couple things that you do regularly in Chicago. We should probably remind everybody of all that fun stuff.
I do. You know,
said you clean pens on...
It's kind of funny. We officially have spa day on Saturday. I'm qualified to clean pens. I mean, I can clean my own.
Highly qualified.
And I have done it. But for years, it was just easier to just hand it to Brian and just say...
That is low-key a habit we get into it.
Can you please clean these? I'm going to ink these up. Although I do like the ritual of cleaning pens. You get out your old towel, you clean everything, you lay it all out. There's just a feeling, at least for me, of satisfaction that it's like doing laundry. You know, there's an end game and you end up with clean stuff and it's a beautiful thing. You can start fresh. But in Chicago, we have spa day Saturday. So you bring in your pen, I will clean it for free. Try to clean it out first since we don't have a sink. I do have an ultrasonic and water available, but we do try to limit it to 3 because if I'm busy, I can only do so many. But that's been very popular.
And I shouldn't bring my entire pen collection of like 30 vintage pens.
I've had that a couple times.
Yeah.
It's just there's not enough time necessarily. Mm-hmm. Or I've run out of water. I've gone through 9 gallons of water cleaning
pens. Send
people
to the Starbucks across the way like, just order a cup of water.
No.
We'll let the ice melt.
They'll be mad, yeah. So we do that. I will clean your pen any day of the week. So bring it in. People are fascinated by the ultrasonic.
It is fascinating, although I don't like the way it sounds. I'm like a cat.
The one here is louder than the one that I have in the store. I took the better one down there.
I see how it is.
Yeah, Brian's a little unhappy with the sound. I guess the cats don't like it at home either.
I could imagine. It definitely offends my inner cat, but I'll survive, just like I survived the vacuum cleaner.
Traumatic childhood.
It's hard to be me.
So bring your pen in, even a ballpoint, you'd be amazed when a refill explodes, you can get it clean. It just takes a little bit of work. So bring those in. I'm happy to clean them all day, every day. Or even better, bring them in this week and let Brian do it.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do it. On Fridays, we have an ink of the week and we try to rotate. It changes almost every week. Sometimes we keep the same one for 2 weeks. So we pick a color. And on Friday, you can bring in an empty pen, and I will fill it with the ink of the week so you can try something without committing to it. You know, sometimes you want to try a new color, but you don't want to buy the bottle. You're not sure if it's the right color for you or not. Or you've never really thought much about trying purple or brown.
Or red inks. Like, yep. I never do, like, red and burgundy inks. I never think about it. But, you know, if you've got a fill-up for free,
for
why
free?
Not?
Come in and try it. What's the harm? And that's been really popular. And then on weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, you get a free ink sample with purchase. And we started out with a giant bin, and over time, everybody picked out all the good colors. So right up until last week, we were down to like black and blue black. Brian just brought me a bunch, so it's nice to have some color back in there.
I was wondering what would end up at the bottom of that barrel after everybody had picked out what they wanted.
Lots of different shades of black.
I guess that makes sense.
So, what else do I do there?
Hmm.
That's about it on a regular basis. We're big into refills down there, so bring in your ballpoints and rollerballs. Make sure you get the right refill. It's fun to talk ink with everybody.
Oh, that is fun. I like writing the social media stuff for the Friday fill-ups because you get to really like think good and hard about what makes that color nice. And
I was surprised. I don't choose shimmer inks, but one of the inks we did was the Herbin Kyanite.
Mm.
And I did all the right things. I put it in my pen that had a broader nib. It's actually really cool. I don't know that shimmer is my game always. Maybe I'm just not a shimmer person, but
that's okay. But I'm surprised you put one in your pen voluntarily.
I did. Last time I did that, Brian made me do it. But no, it's you have to show it to people sometimes. And I actually have had several gentlemen who chose that because they like the color, and it was just enough sparkle.
Blue. Yeah, it's not like it's in your face sparkle.
Yeah,
like.
So. Do you ever use shimmer?
Once in a while. I guess I'm really lazy about cleaning my pens. I would totally take advantage of Pen Spa Saturday. I know there are so many people I hear love that ritual, and or even, you know, just love having completed it. That's not my jam. I really love handing my pens to somebody else and saying, thank you, I appreciate you so much.
Okay.
So I tend to avoid them for practical reasons, but I like the little bit of shimmer. I really like having it in transparent pens so that I can see it settle to the bottom and then shake it up and then slosh around.
So you just need a lava lamp on your desk. That's what you really just need.
That would be dangerous. I would never get anything done.
Can we get a lava lamp with shimmer?
Ooh, I bet you they make those.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. We'll have to look into that. All right, so if anybody knows of one, send me an Amazon link so we can get one for staff. Or not, because then you're right, you might not get it.
Yeah, maybe I should leave that at home.
Okay.
Do that on my own time.
Do you have a cat at home?
Not yet.
Oh.
One day.
Hedgehog?
I do have a hedgehog.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they like?
They don't like anything except for food and running on their wheels and smelling exciting things. They're very scent focused. They're almost blind.
Oh, well, that's no good though.
Yeah, all right. It's okay. They're used to it. They're born that way. They have like 5 feet of good vision.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's see. So Brian is really not living a normal life down in Chicago. And I just have to share that it's really frustrating me right now because I'm there. I work. I go home. I've got my little ritual. But Brian this week has all these events lined up. He went to see Madame Butterfly on Monday. We went to dinner on Sunday. He's got a date with, not a date, but he's going out with a friend of ours, and they're going to do some whiskey tasting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know when he's going to do that, because he's got to get to work the next morning on time.
Yeah, that's a dangerous night.
And then I think my favorite cousin-in-law is coming to Chicago while I'm gone, and they're going to go out and do dinner or whatever, and so I keep telling Brian it's nothing but work, 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 and he's got all this stuff lined up. It's just not fair.
Oh.
So if you're in Chicago, come see me.
Yes, visit Lisa. She's cool.
What else?
Let's see. I hear you go to sushi on Fridays.
I do. I've come up with a routine. So the Art Institute of Chicago is 2 blocks from the store, and we have a membership. And so on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's open late until 8. And so Thursday, I try to go after work. We close at 6. And so I've got, by the time I get there, hour and a half, hour 45, that I can go do an exhibit or two. And I really try to take some time and not rush through the whole thing, because I can go every week.
Just catch the new stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Warhol just finished up. I was just reading in the paper, they are going to have this gorgeous new set of Tiffany windows that were in some church in the Northeast, and they're being removed or have been removed, and they're going to install them at the top of the stairway. So I can't wait to see that. It's going to be gorgeous.
Oh, interesting.
It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. But I try to do the Art Institute on Thursday. Sushi on my way home from Friday. I found a really good sushi place between the Palmer House and my apartment. So I stop there, get my takeout, go home.
I have to do sushi on Fridays too in solidarity now.
There you go. Absolutely. Think of me as your excuse.
Perfect. That is exactly what I needed.
Let's see. Sunday, we're open a little bit later. We open later, so it's 11 to 5. And so I'll try and do grocery shopping in the morning. And that's about it.
Lots of exciting Chicago Target adventures, and the architecture here must seem so small and new now.
here in Appleton, we have a building that they took the facade off of. So it's been fun to see Gabriel Furniture.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You missed that gradual transformation. Yeah. You just get to see the end product.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I hate it when gorgeous buildings get covered up with just basically drywalling it.
I didn't even realize that they had such a beautiful facade underneath.
Yep. Yes. So Brian sends me pictures periodically. Yeah. So it's been cool. So I guess we'll wrap it up. I guess I have to get some work done while I'm here.
Is that so? They're making you work on your week of freedom?
Mm-hmm. I know. So thank you for joining us. I will be back in another 2 months. So if you're in Chicago, come and see me. And just hang in there with Brian and his bad jokes. Please, just hang in there.
And if you're not in Chicago, rest assured, she will be back. She is not gone. She is just far away.
I just moved. Mm-hmm. Join us next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper, and whatever coat adventures Brian has had.
And follow our blog for all sorts of news and ink reviews and other cool stuff.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
And visit our store in Chicago on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week still, right?
7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, it's 9 to 6. And Sunday, it is 11 to 5.
And their website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
There you go.
Make sure to like us and subscribe, please.
That'd be cool.
Thanks for watching.
Thumbs up. Take care. Bye.